this one looks a little noisy. All right, well, yes, it is another on. Sorry, you know, that's just kind of how it's going to go for the rest of the year, probably. There will still be a full-length episode, but this is not the last on show of 2011. We'll say kudos to everyone for getting their deadpan Secret Santa gifts out, and in usual Jack form, I still have not gotten mine out. So I will. You will get your gift, dear recipient. Thanks again, as always, to Amy Bowen for running the Deadpan Secret Santa. I don't know what we would do without our ambassador. In other Deadpan news, we're still looking at March, maybe April, but March-ish, April-ish, to have yet another Deadpan meetup, and we have a couple of people who've already said definitely. So if you're on the fence, then, well, there, I've just decided. You have to come. Last, well, they've all been a really great time. So contact me directly. My email is jack@jackmangan.com. Talk to me about crash space, and I can even give you some insights as to local hotels, that type of thing. You know, for example, you know, there might be, talk to me first. You know, you might end up at a really super nice hotel that, you know, has like the noise of the local clubs all night. So March, April. Date will be decided very soon, so you can book your trip. Finally, you have one more week to vote for the Deadpan Palooza movie. Well, it might, you know, movie plus extra material. We do have one that's clearly in the lead between Blade Runner, High Fidelity, and Buckaroo Banzai. So the URL is it's a surveymonkey.com/something-or-other. So just contact me, or I know it's lame. You can go looking through the old Deadpan stuff, or if you really want to know, then contact me. I'll get it to you, and you can vote. Apologies to the Energizer Bunny for failing at posting her wonderful show notes, at least on a timely fashion. This episode and the previous one shall have show notes postings. And hey, you know what? Don't be shy about reminding me if I fail to do it after work tomorrow. All right, we had 876 comments. Comment number 876 was Just a Joe saying, any chance we'll get a Just a Joe saying, any chance we'll get a Doctor Who episode? Any chance we'll get a Doctor Who Christmas episode? Yeah. Espy says, quote, gravy boat, close quotes, about 1,000 exclamation points, star, faint star. Ditto says, there's a joke about a shaved poodle here, but I won't go there. Smiley face. Desdemina says, wow, a real disco ball. I thought they were mythical. Or maybe just hoped. Ellipsis. DJ Bunny says, these aren't zombies, they're walked. Ditto says, massive head slice. Low Pan says, please, hipster, don't squirt them. Ditto says, what say you, good people? Guilty, guilty, guilty. Lost Ralph says, I thought a new acronym for texting and chat, BBWB equals be back with beer. The Energizer Bunny says, my morning dishes are done, now off into the burr. Just a Joe says, star, squeeze that lemon and skip the sermon, star. Vanamon says, you should aim higher, mahogany perhaps, and the first of the week. Vanamon says, pining for beans on toast. Yes, it was quite a quirky and fun week round the pan, and I'm looking forward to this upcoming week, more quirkiness and fun. That's it for this on show. Thank you for listening and being patient. Like I said, it's I'm probably getting tiresome hearing me say it, but it's going to be a busy month of December for me, busier than usual. But all will be L when it ends L. Good night, Deadpan. Oh, please send me content if you'd like. 480-788-JMDP. You know, call in with whatever you want. You can email me the stuff at sphericaljackm@gmail.com. And the children's deadpan episode, it lives. It will be heard. Your wonderful efforts shall be heard. On that note, click.